Alrighty, we're checking in with Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent extraordinaire, WJR contributor. It's been a while, Tanya. Nice to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
The primary reason is this mosque shooting, and there's much more information being released right now about what turned out to be a frantic search for the runaway 17-year-old boy who had disappeared with his mother's guns. And she called the police a couple of hours before this even took place.
Yeah, that is the reason that yesterday when the press conference happened where the police came out and then the San Diego police chief, Scott Wall, gave some information. And one of the things that struck me when he did was he said it took their officers 4 minutes to respond. That is a very fast response time, and the sheer number of them. As he mentioned, dozens of them were there, like, in very, very short order. And one of the reasons was, like you said, the mother of one of these two teens had called police and said, hey, my son has run away. She reported him being suicidal. She said her weapons were missing from the house. Her vehicle was gone. So they already were looking for the vehicle. They actually had used the automated license plate readers to track the car. They had alerted a school where at least one of the teens had been a student to let them know, be on the lookout, watch out what's going on. A couple of hours after she called, like you said, the shooting happened just a few blocks away from their home, as a matter of fact.
This is just very bizarre. I mean, it does show that this illness goes both ways. Oftentimes it's a synagogue. Now here we have with a mosque. Who's out there putting these ideas into kids' heads? And it's got to be, I would presume, through social media. And why is it that social media is able to catch certain things so easily and quickly and not something like this?
That's a good question. We don't yet know what he posted on social media, if anything. We don't have any of that information at this point. I did check a little bit ago to see if there's going to be a press conference that's set up already today to give us more information. As of a few minutes ago, I had not seen a time where they, have set one of those. I would assume whenever they have more information, they will, set one up and let us know what they found. But right now, the investigation is obviously still going on. I mean, the fact that there were three people who were killed, one was a security guard and two others apparently worked at the Islamic Center in San Diego. They were killed in this whole thing. And then, of course, the two teenagers, their bodies were found in a car not very far from the center after all of this happened.
Dead of their self-inflicted wounds. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent extraordinaire, WJR contributor. Thanks for joining us again.
Sure, anytime.
And by the way, those three people killed, and she mentioned one was a security guard. They're saying that his actions helped minimize the situation, that from the San Diego police chief. And it went on to say, it's fair to say his actions were heroic, and undoubtedly he saved lives today. So this is just, we don't hear about this happening at mosques very often, but clearly here we have one of those situations. And you just got to wonder, who is reaching out and how are they reaching out to these young people to get them in this frame of mind of suicidal attacks? What, any thoughts on this, Mike?
Yeah, and I don't think it's anyone reaching out to them directly. It's just that it's so hard to keep track of what impressionable teenagers consume and who's influencing them that I'm sure that you just have, these crazy people casting a wide net, and it just strikes a chord with certain kids that don't know right from wrong or are susceptible to doing something horrible like this.
Well, what I mean is, if not reaching out, who is broadcasting?
Right.
We see enough. I mean, we see anti-Semitism all around us. We see that. That's easy to find. I don't see a lot of anti-Islamic stuff coming through. Obviously, it's there, but we don't appear to be surrounded by it. Maybe it's because where we live,
Right.
Or what? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't live too far from Dearborn, and I mean, there's a lot of Islamophobia that I'll see around there, but I think you're right. I think it's where we live, you know, there's a big Jewish population, there's a big Muslim population, and there's just people out there who are full of hate and fear, and they spew it because they confuse that with strength when it's really weakness.
It's a terrible weakness. I go through Dearborn rather often, and I'm trying not to be oblivious, but I haven't seen a lot of Islamic phobia in Dearborn. It's the last place I would think I would see it.
Yeah, it's from the people outside of Dearborn who are, you know...
That are uninvited.
Yeah, outside agitators. Remember that term.
Yeah, that's... Unfortunately, they earn that name. We continue here in Focus on this Tuesday afternoon. Paul W. Smith... And the team on WJR.